Hello, Dean. I'll think you and Clark and Walt ought to meet on this Saville Davis thing.
Yes, sir.
And it concerns me a great deal. I don't want to be in the position of being a McCarthy. I don't know much more than I told the candidates themselves the other day, which my notes will reflect there, namely that these folks had tentatively agreed out there to go along, and then they started having doubts because we had reports of some folks, the old China lobby, contacting embassies, etc. Now, I can't get much more specific than that. A, because of the sensitivity of the source.
Right.
And B, because of the limited nature of the information. I told Smathers that, Senator Smathers, who called saying that he understood from what I told Erickson that I was likely to make public this information if it were confirmed and if they kept interfering with it. I also told Erickson that I believe that the friends of one of the candidates was reporting to the folks out there that they ought to wait.
Right.
I did that on the basis of two things. One, the intercept from the ambassador,
right,
saying that he had had a call and the boss said wait and so forth. And second, this China lobby operation, the madam involved.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to have information that ought to be public and not make it so. On the other hand, we have a lot of, I don't know how much we can do there, and I know we'll be charged with trying to interfere with the election. And I think this is something that's going to require the best judgments that we have. I'm rather concerned by this Saville Davis conversation with the embassy this morning.
Now, what's the conversation?
The Christian Science Monitor man called the embassy this morning and wanted to see the ambassador, and he was unavailable. He told the party answering that he wanted to check out a story received from his correspondent in Saigon, that he planned to come to the embassy and wait until he could see him, that the dispatch from Saigon contained the elements of a major scandal, which involves the Vietnamese ambassador, and which will affect presidential candidate Nixon if the Monitor publishes it. Time is of the essence, inasmuch as Davis has a deadline to meet if he publishes it.
Right.
He speculated that should the story be published, it will create a great deal of excitement.
Right.
Now, what he gets from Saigon is well and good and fine, but if he gets it from us, I want to be sure that, A, we try to do it such a way that our motives are not questioned, and that if the public interest requires it, and two, and that's the only thing I want to operate under. I'm not interested in the politics of it. The second thing is, I want to be sure that what we say is can be confirmed.
Well, Mr. President, I have a very definite view on this. What is worth, I do not believe that any president can make any use of interceptions or telephone taps in any way that would involve politics. The moment we cross over that divide, we are in a different kind of society.
Yeah.
Now, if this story is coming out of Saigon, I don't myself see how it could have come from American sources in Saigon, because we've been extremely careful not to pass along details of this sort of thing out there. He could have come from South Vietnamese sources. I don't know. Did Simon Davis say from what kind of sources it came?
No, he just says that he informed the ambassador he wanted to check out a story received from a correspondent in Saigon. And he planned to come to the embassy and wait for the ambassador to see him. Now, he has also tried to see the White House.
Well, I would think that we are, that since we are not involved in any contacts that the Republicans might have had with the South Vietnamese ambassador, that this is a matter on which only the Republicans could comment, and that we stay out of it completely. I really think there would be very unwise. I mean, we get a lot of information through these special channels that we don't make public. I mean, for example, some of the malfeasances of senators and congressmen and other people that we don't make public. And I think that we must continue to respect the classification of that kind of material. And I think that all we can say is that we're not going to comment on such matters. That's for others to comment on if they have anything to say on it. But to be very sure that we ourselves are not ourselves putting out this story.
Clark, do you have any reaction?
I could not hear what Dean said.
I can't hear whoever that is.
I can hear the president very clearly, but all I can hear is Dean's voice, but I can't get his words.
Well, Dean just says he doesn't think that we can confirm or say anything or have any comment in connection with it on the basis of the sensitivity of the information.
Well, I would think there'd be a good deal of merit to that. I'd go on to another reason also, and that is, I think that some elements of the story are so shocking in their nature that I'm wondering whether it would be good for the country to disclose the story and then possibly have a certain individual elected that could cast his whole administration under such doubt that I would think